Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Estella Coughlin, and you are listening to the Nest Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Nest Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a very special guest today. She is a sister of AOPI, future president of the United States, math disability advocate, and ADHD advocate. We have Grace Ramey. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us your time and your talent.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So before all kind of the episodes with guests, I like to kind of get a little bit of an introduction and a background about like who you are and all that stuff. So to start off with, where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and then my family relocated to Bozeman about 9 years ago or so.
Okay, so about middle school age-ish?
Yes.
Okay, word. And so what made you come up to Bozeman from the South?
So my family is definitely very rooted in the South. So my parents grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and they traveled for their jobs. So my mom did graphic design and did like country music artists, and my dad makes commercials, and so they can do that literally from wherever because they're constantly traveling. And my sister went through high school in Alabama, and so I don't know, my parents kind of just had an awakening that they wanted to move out of the South, and my mom wanted to be an artist all of a sudden, which was like one of her side hustles, and she wanted to like fully pursue it. And yeah, so they chose Montana, but also my dad wanted to be a cowboy, and that's the real reason, so.
That's the low-key reason, but that's super cool, though, because where else would you come to be a cowboy?
Literally, it was like, that was definitely the reason.
That was
Scratch everything I just said, my dad just wanted to be a cowboy.
Because in Alabama, okay, I've never been to Alabama, but are they like country? Do they have like cowboys, a kind of country western things, or is it
so? Not at all. So
okay.
I mean, there's definitely like I hate saying
okay.
Word.
Me too. Rural.
Okay, in rural Alabama, there's like obviously like fields and like farms and stuff. Kind of, but there's not like, I mean, there's horses, but there's not like cowboys. Yeah. Also, where we lived, we literally lived like in the city. We lived in the outskirts of Birmingham, which is like a huge city.
Oh, so you went from city life to.
Well, yeah, it's not really like city life, but like city life. I don't know. It was a culture shock.
Yeah,
for
it was
a culture shock, but it's very different. Yeah, culture shock.
So how did you adjust from like being in middle school, going to a whole different state, like way up north of the opposite of the United States?
Honestly, I had a really hard time. I mean, like, it was really hard for me to leave all of my friends in Alabama, and like, it was hard for me up until my senior year of high school to, like, really adjust to Bozeman and, like, actually like it. Like, I repented my parents for, like, ever about moving me because I, like, loved my life in Alabama. I loved my friends. And, like, finally I got over that. But it was definitely hard. I think it, like, words also were weird. Like, the crick creek thing, that was weird.
I never even thought about, wait.
The way they call soda pop here. When I first moved here, my friend's mom offered me a pop, and I said, what is a pop? Because I had no idea. Because
you only say sodas.
Yeah, soda or Coke. Oh. I had never heard of a pop before.
Interesting. Even if it's like not a Coke, you would still say, oh, do you want a Coke? Or is that only just for Coke? And you call everything else soda. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think of everything just soda. Okay. Like, just a soda, or, like, you say the name, I don't know, like,
of the soda?
My best friend in Alabama, her parents worked for Pepsi.
Oh, sick.
And so I wasn't actually allowed to drink Coke.
Oh.
Or wait. Hold on, I need to research this.
Yes, pull up.
Wait, what
pull up
brand
a fact check.
Owns Powerade? This is how, I wasn't allowed to drink Pepsi, actually. They owned Coke. Oops.
Wait. Okay.
Clearly, I wasn't the best at following that rule, but. Shout out to my best friend in Alabama because I was only ever drink Powerade and Coca-Cola products because I was loyal.
She was loyal. I didn't know Powerade. I mean, I didn't know Coke owned or Coca-Cola owned Powerade.
Yeah. I totally did.
Yes, she did, and she did not wink at all. Yes, we have it here. She did not wink at all.
It's true.
That's super cool, though.
Yeah.
But do you think you're going to go back to the South?
I 100% think that I will move back to the South.
Okay.
Eventually. I want to do my, like, law school, hopefully, yeah, in the South. I want to, like, relocate. I don't know specifically if I'll move back to Alabama for the rest of my life, but I'm definitely thinking, like, Tennessee, Florida, North, yeah, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not a person for the cold, and I'm kind of ready to try something else and,
yeah,
move on in a different location.
So fair. I know, because are you looking at law schools yet?
I've, like, early? Dabbled in it. Okay. I've looked at a few, definitely, but I don't know. It freaks me out the more I look, yeah, at them, because I'm like, oh, I need to get my grade up, or I need to
That's do this. So valid. Low-key college is hard, okay? Yeah,
high-key college is hard.
High-key college is hard, and law school, and I feel like going to, yeah, be, because that's 4 years, right?
It's only three.
Oh.
But I feel like I'm just now adjusting to college, like, yeah, and I'm just now, like, really getting into it, and I'm, like, at the same time, I feel like it's almost over,
yeah,
and I'm, like, this is really starting to freak me out, like.
Because are you going to be doing undergrad for 4 years?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Think
so you're going to be doing undergrad for 4 years and then
3 years of law school.
Okay. So 7 years in total.
Yeah.
And with that, you want to be the president of the United States.
Well, yeah. I want to be a defense, like a criminal defense attorney.
Oh, that's sick.
And I've always wanted to be president of the United States.
That's
since I,
like,
was a kid, it's, like, been my dream because my mom bought me this book called Grace for President when I was, like, four. And, like, we still have it today. And I love politics. You don't hear that very often, but, like, I love politics. I love talking about it. And, like, being the president is definitely, like, the end goal because that'd be super sick. But, yeah, right now, like, the goal I can see is, like, a criminal defense attorney, which you have to be a prosecutor first and a paralegal and stuff. But,
oh, dang. Have you seen the show Suits?
No, but Kendall keeps telling me to watch it. She tells me to watch it all the time, but I have not seen it.
I was going to say, because that has, like, the law stuff. I love that show. Yeah. So I agree with Kendall. You should watch it.
I should watch it.
Yeah. So a defense attorney, that's just, like, you just represent, like.
So, like, if you and me, like, were in the court and you killed someone, and I caught you killing that person.
Okay.
I would defend you, even though you're guilty.
Oh.
But it's, like, for me, it's, like, something I want to do because there's always a chance that they may not actually be guilty, and I want to be, mm-hmm, able to do that.
You want to bring justice.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
I
cool.
I also think that, like, I don't know. I've talked a lot to, like, different lawyers and stuff about it, but, like, you have to be a prosecutor first to kind of understand how it works on both sides.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, defending someone, like, it's going to be really hard because, especially, like, in today's day and age, people are not going to be happy with, like, a lot of verdicts that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of, like, a weight on your shoulders, but also, like, that small percent chance that, like, oh, this person's going to go to jail for 50 years and then they're actually innocent, like, that would, yeah, be, like, awesome and really cool.
Yeah, and just to be able to say, like, yeah, I helped them. Not, yeah, go to jail for something they didn't do.
Yeah.
Is it wrongful incarceration or something like that, I think. But I think that's a really great career path. I mean, I don't know too much about the law.
Yeah.
I'm more of the business side. But I know my mom's a lawyer, and then my sister's also in law school.
Yeah.
So if you, she's actually in Florida for law school. So
really? If
you ever need any tips or need any questions, she says she's happy to, like, have you reach out to her. I can give you her number.
Yeah, too. I would love that.
Yeah, because she's
shout
down.
Out to her.
Shout out to her.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Yeah, no, for sure, because I just see kind of her kind of law school stuff, and I'm like, ugh. I cannot do that. She's, like, doing, yeah, the LSATs or something.
Yeah,
and
that's,
like,
what I'm studying for right now.
Oh, you're already studying for it?
Yeah, because I'm a huge procrastinator, and this is probably the one thing in my life that I'm not procrastinating.
Yeah, I'm like, this is, like, what, 2-3 years early?
Yeah, so I'm planning to take it next fall, junior year fall.
Okay.
Because I 100% think I'm probably going to not do great the first time or two. And I want to be able to have time to take it as many times as I can and continue to study.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely pretty early for sure. Most people will take a gap year to study for the LSAT, but I need to get my school done as fast as I can or I'll freak out.
Yeah. No, you're smart getting started early because it's like, I mean, I don't really know what the LSAT really is, but it's a big test. What are the chances you do, like, super well the first time? I mean, if you do, like, that's amazing. But for me, I know I would need a couple of tries.
Yes, me too. 100%.
Do you want to take a gap year between your undergrad and then law school?
Absolutely not. No. I need to get it done or I won't get it done. If I take a gap year, it gives me a full year to think of all the things I could be doing except going back to school.
Fair.
And that's not going to happen, but... I also plan to go abroad.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, which might push me back a little further. Mm. But I think experiences over whatever the other option is. Experiences over everything.
Experiences over everything. I know. Where do you want to go?
I really want to go to New Zealand and Australia. Oh. Australia, number one. I want to go see the Opera House. I want to...
Yeah, and that's in Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think so, but
yeah, watch it like not be. No, I think it is. I think it's in Sydney, Australia.
I think it is too.
But
I really want to live like on the ocean. Oh. See, I'm just not a cold person. I'm like chasing the sun.
Yeah, no, I love that. I know. I don't know how I've survived this long in the cold from North Dakota to here, where I chose here because it's more crazy of a mild weather. I know, but the winter. Okay, to me, I'm, like, I ski, but I'm not, like, a big skier. So this weather, for me, I love, even though it's the middle of winter. And usually, by this time, it would have been snowing for, like, months previously. And it would have been so cold and slippery and just gross. But now I, like, went to class and I didn't even have a coat on.
Yeah,
and
I can handle this.
It was so nice. Yes.
I can handle this. But when it starts to get, like... In the negatives, or windy and cold, or snowing or excessively, or icy, no thanks. But if it can, like, snow slash be cold, and there's, like, no ice on the roads, and, like, I can just wear a sweatshirt, which, that's great. Mm-hmm. I tend to find myself wearing a sweatshirt anyways, which is kind of a problem. I get a lot of weird looks, but whatever.
I think they're you can make them fashionable. They're comfortable.
Yeah.
Keep you warm. I'm a huge proponent of sweatshirts, except I, like, run very hot. So if I have a sweatshirt, I get, like, so hot.
Me too. I like, sleep with my windows open in the winter, and, like, everyone freaks out on me. And I always have a fan blowing, even at home.
Yeah.
It's, like, I cannot be hot.
No, even here in the porches, I've got, like, the window open. Okay, last night, I was so hot.
Me
too. Were you?
Too.
Or was it? Okay. Yes. Because I even... So it's my bed and then the window. So I'm like right in the window and I have like the sheets up. So it kind of traps in the cold air.
Uh-huh.
I was sweating. I was like,
where is your bed?
I'm in sophomore.
Me too.
Do you want to study abroad next semester?
No, I want to go in the spring. I love fall semester. I don't
football season. And it's like, I like fall semester the best because it's like, still that excitement kind of thing, but that's cool. Are you able to take a lot of classes that will transfer? Because I know I was looking into studying abroad, but I want to say, like, the higher credit classes here, sometimes they, like, don't offer that. They offer, like, the lower classes.
I kept a lot of my general, like, election credits open.
Oh, that's nice. But
I'm in, like, a lot of higher classes right now, so I can go abroad. That's but also smart. Like, my two majors, political science and English writing, are pretty universal majors. So I can, like, if I go to a different country, it'll be like international political science, and which is, like, really interesting as well.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
And then, like, writing classes are everywhere, I feel mm-hmm. like.
That's awesome. And have you gotten an internship at all, or are you looking at getting one within, like, politics or writing?
Yeah, so
or
I had one last semester with MontPerg, which is, like, a grassroots organization to, like, get people to register to vote and, like, set up candidate forums for like different elections throughout the city. And that was awesome. I loved that.
That's cool.
It was great.
I think I did see that on your LinkedIn.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly,
my LinkedIn is my new favorite thing ever.
I love LinkedIn. Your LinkedIn is really good.
Thank you.
Yes. Because a lot of people don't really use it or have it set up just because they have to do it for a class.
Yeah.
But then they don't really do anything else with it.
Yeah.
But I always like peeking at people's LinkedIn.
Me too.
It's kind of fun. That's where you can see the ambitious side of people.
And you can see everything they were involved in, what they're doing now, where they work. I'm like, I love LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. It's my new favorite thing. And I didn't even have to do LinkedIn. It for a class, but it's so fun. It's my muse. I love LinkedIn. And the compliment that you said mine is good is like the best thing ever.
No, literally, I think that also is a top tier compliment. But your LinkedIn was very good.
Well, I'm just adding people constantly. I'm trying to get those connections up.
No, me too. Me too.
And I'm striving after Delaney.
Oh, yes.
Because her LinkedIn is crazy.
Okay, Delaney's is really good,
too. Her LinkedIn is actually insane.
Yeah, there are only, like, a handful where I'm like, yeah, they have, like, a good LinkedIn. Oh, my gosh, you're at my recents.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Can we take a little dive into your LinkedIn?
Sure, yeah. Be my guest.
Okay, word.
I have gotten some pretty good DMs from, like, random people, like, trying to set up. Like, I've had 3 different people reach out to me about political internships via my LinkedIn.
Period.
And I haven't even posted.
I only get the sponsored ones where it's like, sign up for LinkedIn Premium.
Yeah, me too. I get those, too.
But, okay, dance instructor. That's super cool. What kind of dance did you grow up doing?
So I grew up doing every single style of dance. Like
tap?
Yes. I teach tap now.
Really?
Tap is one of my favorites. It was one of the ones that I hated the most, and now I do love it. But I teach, like, a younger crowd for tap now. So I teach, like, literally 4-year-olds. And then every once in a while, I'll sub, like, a class of, like, 12, 14, 15, 13. I guess I skipped 13. But that is, like, so fun. It's like challenging for myself too, and I think I'm like, now I can learn at my own pace compared to the competition team pace.
Yeah.
And so I'm having so much fun with tap. Good. Now I love tap. And good. Then I did ballet is what I started in, and then I started ballet in Alabama, and then tap, hip-hop, jazz, contemporary, lyrical.
That's cool.
Hip-hop. Never musical theater, though.
Never musical theater.
Always got to clarify that, because people always wonder if I did musical theater.
Yeah, I'm like, you're doing all the styles of dance. Might as well add singing and acting.
No, I cannot sing.
You can give us a little tune right now. Mm-hmm. Drop down some beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah, I can't sing and I can't paint. Those are my things. Because my mom's an artist and she can paint like crazy, but I have no talent from that.
It's okay. You strive in other areas.
Yes.
That's totally fine. You let your mom... It's actually you're doing her a favor because you're letting her shine.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what it is. That's what... So
and my mom is going to listen to this, and my mom's going to be like, really? Like...
No, that's... Yeah, what my mom would also say if I said that about one of her talents. Next. Oh, yeah, the Montperg.
Yes.
Okay, I see that. Assistant preschool teacher.
Yes,
for 3 years and 3 months.
Yes.
Very slay.
Yes, I did that for a long time. I don't know. Every day I kind of go back on, like, law school or, like, education. Because I love kids. And, like, I worked in that preschool since my sophomore year of high school. And I still go, like, over breaks and stuff when I'm bored.
Yeah.
I just, like, love them. And then I cap mentor at the elementary school. Oh. And I can, like, totally see myself being an elementary school teacher. But at the same time, I love politics and arguing and law and everything that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of battle with that every day. But, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you were saying all these kind of jobs you've had with younger kids.
Yeah.
So, I was like, maybe I could see you being a teacher or doing, like, I could see you doing, like, a what is it, like, a special aid, special need teacher kind of thing. I feel like you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Just anything with kids.
I agree. I love, yeah. Don't talk to me right now. It makes me emo when I think about that because I'm like, am I even doing the right major? Like,
oh, no, the midlife crisis.
And it happens to me once a week when I go into the elementary school to cat mentor because I'm like, this looks so fun. I want to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, no, I really don't want to be a teacher. I don't know.
Maybe you could do law with a side hustle of being a substitute teacher.
Yeah, see,
but I don't know if you have much like spare time if you're pursuing law because that's very demanding.
Yeah,
maybe in retirement you can substitute teach. Yeah. Maybe that's where you will get to shine.
That's true.
Maybe that.
Well, I feel like if I get a law degree, I'm like, why don't you just let me be a teacher too? Like, whatever. Yeah.
You could teach. You could teach law.
Yeah, true.
That's what my mom
does. No, I want to teach, like,
first you want to teach grade. Younger kids.
Yeah.
You could teach them.
And when I started working at the preschool, I hated kids. And then they grew on me after a while.
Then you're like, I kind of like them. So how do you even get into the preschool at first?
It was right next to my high school. And I was looking for a job. And this girl I knew was like, hey, the preschool I work at's hiring. And I was like, cool. I hate kids. But I was like, sure, it's like right next to school. And I was working at a boutique at the time. It's not on my LinkedIn because it would look weird, I feel like. I don't know.
I put all my experience down.
See, I don't know what to do because I'm like, I want to cater it towards like legal like internships and stuff. And they're like boutique, preschool, dance. What are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I don't understand LinkedIn on that term.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But also it shows like the wide variety of different
work. Maybe I'll add it.
Forces that you can fit in and you know about these certain industries. One could also look at it like that. And now, yeah, what are some of your hobbies? What does Grace like to do for fun and to de-stress?
I really love to dance. I love to read. Reading has been something that I've always loved, but then I kind of fell out of and I've like gotten back into it. And then recently I've been going on a lot of walks.
Period.
Which is like, I don't know, I've like, I don't know, especially with the weather getting nicer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I feel like I have a lot of debriefs with my friends. Rather it be like class, sorority, school, whatever. Like,
just a lot and of life
a debrief. Walk debrief is like perfect, and we have been doing that like every day.
Oh, I
and
love
it's been
that.
So nice. So praying for nicer weather so I can continue doing that. Just hanging out with my friends in general is really good like de-stressor, and it's probably my biggest hobby. It's what I do the most.
No, honestly, yeah, because you're a very social person.
Yeah,
like I'm guessing extrovert.
Yes, I've always been an extrovert. In the first grade and the second grade, I got put on Silent Island.
Wait, what? So, is that like a timeout or like?
So actually all of our desks, we had like individual desks, but they're pushed into rows. And I talked so much throughout elementary school that my teacher would pick up my desk and put it next to hers for the rest of the year. And
it would just be me. Yes.
And she called it Silent Island. And I spent lots of time on Silent Island because I just love to talk. I'm a certified yapper.
Certified. See, you should have your own podcast. You can just yap and yap and yap.
Yeah, I know. I could do that and just yap forever.
Yeah, what would your podcast name be? What would it be about?
Along the Race with Grace.
Oh, that's like
off the dome.
Off the Race with Grace. That's like kind of mystery to it. I don't know.
Or like moving through the race. Well, no.
People might think you're a race car driver. No, maybe not a race car driver. But
I'm talking about like different races. I'm more thinking of like, see, I don't know.
Yapping with Grace. Okay.
Yapping with Grace. Yeah, that's probably what I would do. YWG. Yapping with Grace.
Honestly, we already got your whole brand picked out.
Literally. I just need to start. I'm going to borrow your microphone for my first episode.
Sounds good.
Okay,
cool. Give me a shout out, please.
Okay.
Yapping with Grace. You heard it here. Okay, now I'm going to go into kind of the main kind of topic. So we got three that we're going to try to hit on.
Okay.
Is AOPI, ADHD, and then math disability.
Yeah.
So the first one, just like start off with AOPI. That's how we know each other.
Yeah.
We went through the same formal recruitment. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to join a sorority?
So actually, I like freshman year of college, like I decided I was going to MSU the day before the last orientation, and I wasn't even go to that. Then my parents made me, and I made one of my other friends come with me, who also is an AOPI now, Mira. She just COB'd.
Wait, you knew her before?
Yeah, she was my best friend throughout high school.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and so I made her come to orientation with me because she was kind of in the same boat. She didn't want to go to MSU. We, like, hated our parents. We were depressed and emo about it. Oh. And I was like, no way I'm going to join a sorority. But then my sister was in Chi Omega here at Montana State, and she kind of convinced me. I drug one of my other friends through recruitment as well. And I fell in love with AOPI, and it was like the best thing I could have ever done for myself, because it feels like getting out of Bozeman, like going to high school here and then going to college. It's like a small town. I thought it was going to be terrible, but now I feel like I'm literally at a different school for college. I even forget to call my parents sometimes because I'm like wrapped up in college, fun. Even though I'm like 10 minutes away from them.
That's the but, college life.
Yeah. I joined a sorority mostly because I wanted to feel like I wasn't in high school still. Like,
that is Bozeman so fair.
High school, and I wanted new girlfriends, and we had like a pretty small like girlfriend group, and I am such a social person that I just wanted to like talk to more people and make new friends, and
for sure
I was very hesitant, but then I immediately fell in love with it after the first day of recruitment. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is easy. Like, okay, I just have to be myself, yeah, and, like, talk. This is cool.
Yeah, like, you're like, I don't have to be on the silent island for talking.
Yeah.
They want you to talk and meet people.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect place to do it. Greek life.
Yeah, I know. And then joining AOPI was, like, AOPI was kind of always in the back of my mind because one of our advisors, her name's Bridget Cooney. I'm saying her name because she'll be okay with it, because if I didn't, she would text me and get mad at me. Because she wants clout. She's but she,
are you sure she's gonna want that part?
Yes, she will. But okay. She we worked together at this boutique that I've left out of my LinkedIn.
okay
and she had like convinced me to go through recruitment more than my sister had. Like, she was like, you need to do it, like, I love AOPI. And she had this bright blue water bottle with this AOPI sticker on it, and I was like, if I go through recruitment, I'll probably join like my sister's sorority.
Yeah.
But it was so hard on prep day because I had my sister's sorority, and then I had, like, Bridget's sorority. And, like, I see Bridget as a sister, too. And I'm like, wow, who am I going to upset here? Like, but my heart was with AOPI, and I can't imagine any other
outcome. No. Yeah, I knew you were going to say outcome, too.
Yeah,
we're just going to think like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about going to the sororities in Alabama?
Yes, all the time. Well, not really as much anymore, but every once in a while, my friends like to think of it as like when I go through a mental breakdown, I'm like, oh my god, I need to move, which is true. I do that a lot, and I think it's, I have a hard time staying in one place, and I still am super close with all my friends from Alabama, and it's hard because I want to go back and see them a lot, and I do see myself as, like, a Southern sorority person. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm happy where I am. And I can't imagine leaving any of my friends here. So as much as I say I'd want to move in college and, like, transfer, I probably never will because I would be so sad without all of my friends.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
No, but if I went to school back where I grew up, I would have to do something where it would be like, I need to not know that this is my hometown.
Yes.
But because, where I'm from, we got one community college, one other college, and no Greek life. So I didn't have.
See, like, that would kill me.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to go into kind of the other topic, mm-hmm, is ADHD. So if you could, I always like to defined terms. Uh-huh. So everyone kind of gets a, like, knows exactly, like, what the definition is. So would you mind defining for us what ADHD is?
Yeah, so it's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I think. Don't quote me on that. Maybe look it up before you post that. But I I'm 99.9%
okay,
sure that's
ADHD.
Attention deficit hyperactivity.
So from the CDC, one of the most common neurodevelopmental disorders of childhood, it stands for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yes. Sorry, I got it right. Okay.
Period. So when were you diagnosed with it?
So I was diagnosed in eighth grade.
Okay.
And a little backstory to that, I don't know, it kind of all comes back to me being such a yapper. Like, one of my teachers, all of my teachers, let's say, because I had, like, teacher-parent meetings, and they'd be like, Grace doesn't shut up. She doesn't listen. She doesn't do her homework. All she wants to do is, like, sit there and talk to her friends. And then it kind of turned into, like, maybe she should get tested for, like, disorders. I don't know. I don't really remember any of it. But, yeah, I ended up getting tested in eighth grade, and I had to get tested through, like, the hospital, through a psychiatrist, through a psychologist. It was, like, extensive testing for, like, both of the disorders I ended up having. And then it even got worse in high school. Like, I had to get tested at the high school, and, like, it sucks. Interesting. It's terrible.
So how is the testing, like, what do you do for an ADHD, ADHD testing?
Like, from things I remember, mostly they just study the way that you, like, do things. So, like, at first it felt really stupid, like, it would be, like, simple math problems, or, like, what color is this, and then they'd, like, flip it. I honestly can't tell you, because to me it all felt simple. It clearly wasn't, like, simple, and I don't know, it was weird. Every testing I did was different. Sometimes it would be, like, flashcards, sometimes it would be, like, paper tests, like, math tests. Hmm. Like, I remember one time I had to do one of those timed multiplication quizzes.
Oh my gosh, okay,
and
I hated those.
Not a math person, as the view listeners will find out later on. But yeah, math is also not my thing. So the whole testing thing was, like, terrible.
Oh, yeah. But those math, what do you call them? The math testing?
Times table test.
Oh gosh.
That was, like, actually
Those were bad, too, even though I like math, but those were hard.
Yeah.
And I'm also not, like, a very fast, like, comprehender.
Yeah, me neither. Nope, me neither. Yeah. Not at all.
And do you know how common ADHD is? I want to say
it's insanely
very
common, and it's only getting more common now.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, it's, like, rapidly going up, especially, like, with the more depression cases that are coming. Depression and ADHD are typically diagnosed together.
Oh, interesting.
I was typically diagnosed with depression around the same time that I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's interesting how they're correlated.
Yeah.
What would be the reason why it would be correlated?
Honestly, I don't know, because ADHD and ADD really kind of are different for every single person.
Yeah.
And, like, for me specifically, the, like, common theme I see between depression and ADHD is, like, when you get depressed, you definitely start losing focus in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ADHD is an easy way to diagnose someone for, like, not paying attention or their grades slipping.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's easy to be like, oh, you might have ADHD because you're not paying attention, or because you're failing in math class or something like that. I don't really know, like, scientifically what the reason is, but
yeah. And, okay, ADD is attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference between ADHD and ADD is?
Well, ADHD is, like, hyperactivity. So you're, like, more or less, like, staring at something in a room for, like, an hour, you know, and you don't notice you're doing it. Or, like, OCD kind of all falls more into the ADHD realm. Like, mine is specifically ADD because I'm just, like, psycho, social, run around, energy, can't
focus.
You're
just a go,
yes,
kind of thing? Okay, interesting. And then ADHD is, like, how has that, like, could you give us an example of like how you've experienced ADHD? You said just like you just stare off.
Yeah. So like honestly, like the best way to think about it is like sitting in class and like you just kind of doze off. Like you're trying really hard to think about it. You're trying to figure it out, but you just can't, and you're just like you're staring, like lights on, no one is home. Like that's how I describe it.
Okay.
You're trying to comprehend it, but at the end of the day, you like just can't. So then you're not there really.
Interesting. Okay.
That's how it is for me personally. I don't know. It's hard to talk about because it varies for everyone and it's always different.
For sure. It's a very subjective disorder.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's interesting. I guess I know ADHD and OCD and ADD are very common, but I guess I didn't really know exactly what the differences between each of them were, because I know they have, like, attention in it and, like, well, the A for attention. So I knew it had, like, something to do with that, but I didn't fully understand it. And so the common signs for you was you just were a talker, go, go, go.
Yeah.
Were there any others?
I was really struggling in school. And I wasn't paying attention. And I was constantly social. I'm a really bad fidgeter. Like, you've probably noticed it watching this, me doing this.
I'm a fidgeter too.
I'm like, I will be sitting like my legs out. I'll be moving all around. I pick my fingernails terribly. Like, I am such a fidgeter. I can never sit still. It drives my mother crazy sometimes, because I'll just be talking her ear off and like running around at the same time.
Yeah,
that's how it is for me.
Gotcha. No, yeah, I have the little where I just need to be doing something, especially with my hands.
Yeah,
I need to be like doing something.
Yeah.
Did you get into the fidget spinners?
I mean I never used them to like the advantage of like helping me. I was just annoying and was like, I'm gonna do this in class because I'm bored. I mean, like, when I think about it now, I'm like, well, maybe that was helping me, but I was never, like, I cannot focus on multiple things at once. Like, if, like, this was definitely a problem growing up, because if my mom was like, you need to clean the kitchen tonight before I get home, I wouldn't do it because I'd forget.
I would forget things constantly.
I would never do things when I was asked to unless my mom, like, wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And that was, like, throughout high school, we finally figured it out. Like, if my mom wanted me to do something, she would write it down. And then I would have to see it, or she would have to text it to me, so I'd have that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only way that I ever could do things. Like, I will forget what you tell me instantly. And, like, texts, I won't even look at them. I'll, like, see them, and I'll be like, oh, I need to look at that later, and I won't. Like, with you. Like, you texted me about those pictures, and I was like, okay, I'll do that later. Swiped up, you know, do my own thing. I will never remember that ever again, honestly. I still need to do that.
That's interesting, though. Is that like, that's like associated with ADHD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you know what dyslexia is?
Yes.
Is that kind of associated like in the realm of like ADHD, ADD? Or am I like going way off the rails?
Mix up words and mix up letters and stuff. And I think it's kind of a more visual to brain type
of
thing.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. Google Calendar actually saved my life, like, with forgetting things.
Yeah.
And it's the only way I've ever been able to do it. Like, over the, like, this has been, like, a 10-year-long thing between me and my family. Like, how can we get me to remember to do things?
Yeah.
Because I would get in so much trouble throughout, like, middle school, high school, because I would turn things in late because I would never do them, or I'd forget, or I'd push them off. And, like, in college, I was like, I cannot do that. Like, even in high school, like, senior year, I was doing it. And with the Google Calendar, I can, like, I put every single assignment for the semester in there. I color coordinate it, and I look at it every single day, and it's the only thing that has ever worked for me, because I'll lose a planner. I'm also chronic at losing things. I lose everything. I'm terrible. Never loan me anything. I will lose it. Like, I will lose it.
Gotcha. So you're a G-Cal believer.
Yes.
And can you link your Google Calendar to the D2L class or not?
I mean, you probably could. I just, like, get all the syllabuses in the beginning of the semester and put every single individual into
assignment.
Okay,
so, So you're like taking a few hours to do this.
So I put I put every class, everything we're doing in the class on the day, and then I put the homework and the tasks. Like, this is my Google Calendar.
Oh, wow.
Like, it has every single thing ever needed to do.
No, and that looks really good.
It's the only thing that's ever worked for me. Like, even this is, like, last semester. Like, it's all checked off, like, all of my assignments and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. The best thing with, like, a planner is checking things off.
I agree.
Or when you see, like, that strike through.
Yep.
That, to me, is the best. Like, what I do is I use a planner. I use a physical planner because just that satisfaction of, like, after you do it, you strike it out.
Yes,
that's,
I
like,
agree.
My
Except
favorite
thing.
Except I lose
a planner, so I can't do that. I've tried the paper planners. I have never, ever been able to do it.
No, but I've wanted to get onto the GCal because, I mean, we use that for AOPI.
Yeah. And I'm also terribly unorganized. Like, my room, like, living in AOPI has been great for me with a roommate.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm, like, so messy, which is also, like, goes back to the ADD thing. I'm terribly messy and unorganized. And, like, the Google Calendar is the only organized thing in my life. I try
hard
to be organized, and I just, it's impossible. It's impossible.
No, at least you're trying. Like, that's half the battle, I feel like.
I agree.
Trying.
But,
yeah, when I go, your guys' room, when I've been in it, it's, like, pretty clean.
Well, it's weird because I don't know what it's going to be like when I move out and get my own room. But right now, living with Lucy is, like, it's really clean throughout the week. The weekend, it gets, like, a disaster. But then I can't do any homework in there if
it's
a disaster. And then one day, we'll come home from class, and I'll just start, like, rage cleaning because I'm, like, I need to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think – and then Lucy will start cleaning when I do usually and, like, gets on my wavelength.
Yeah.
And we keep it pretty clean for the most part. I also think that it's really hard to do homework. I've always had a terrible time with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's been something I've struggled with is, like, where will I do my homework? Because – like, you know, studies showing about your bed. You're not supposed to do homework there. But, like, the table doesn't work for me.
Like,
the library works great for me if I go on the third floor. But the second floor, I just will walk around and talk to people the whole time.
The second floor is so social. If you just want to go, like, hang out with people, just go to the library second floor.
Literally.
Because that's the
talking floor. Just open your computer and
then
talk. That's all you have to do. It's awesome.
So, yeah, for me, the library, like, I need to be, like, in the corner with my head facing the wall.
Yeah.
Or else I'll find somebody and start talking. Like, when we'd have the AOPI study sessions, I would not get anything done.
Yeah.
Because
we
just talk. And I'm like, I love that.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I love a study room, though, because sometimes I'll be super productive, but also it depends who I'm with, because I'll distract them until they will stop doing their homework, and then we can talk the whole time. Like, the other day, me and Mira were doing yoga inside
that's
the study
super
room.
Sick.
And
inside the study room.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Because I was like, I don't want to do homework. She's like, I don't want to do homework. And I was like, cool.
Let's do yoga.
And then I procrastinate, and I will do it the night before. And it's terrible.
Me too.
I'm working on that. I've got a paper due next Monday.
You got it.
And I'm trying to do it this week.
You got it.
Probably won't happen, but
you got just grind time. Get it done before the weekend.
Yeah, literally. That is the goal.
Yeah, isn't that every college student's goal? To not do it last minute. But I've been there. I'm still there.
Yeah.
So are there any kinds of, I guess, treatments? Or not like cures. I feel like there's medicine.
Yeah, there's so many types of medicine. And I've tried like probably 3 or 4 types of medicine since 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it all kind of comes back to the ADHD. I cannot take a pill and remember to do it every single day to save my life.
Interesting.
My mom would have to give it to me every morning. And then the older I got, and, like, the less my mom was making me breakfast every morning, the less I would take it. And I started noticing, like, random side effects for every single one. And it's hard because, like, when you start, they start you on the lowest dose. And then you have to, the next week, take a higher dose. And the next week, you take a higher dose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was hard for me to adjust to throughout that time of my life. And I also got a little freaked out about being medicated for my entire life. And so I stopped taking it completely my senior year or junior year. And I'm actually right now in the process of trying to get back on medicine because I find myself like totally out of it in class, and I just need to like get organized and get back on that track. But I mean, there's not really a cure. Like, my friend Bridget, actually, though, she gave me this book, and it's, like, about learning how to navigate life with a disorder like that, and it's been really helpful. I've been, like, journaling and writing notes about that, too, which has been nice. So, yeah, I don't think there's ever going to be, like, a treatment, but there's definitely ways to navigate it throughout your life. It's not something that's going to hold you back or stop you. Honestly, I think my ADD makes me funny.
No, you are funny.
I give credit to it.
Give credit. I mean, hey, way to look at the positives, though.
Yeah.
Honestly. Okay, are there any ADHD misconceptions?
I don't know. I think that the only thing for me is, like, people think when you're medicated that you're different and, like, you need extra help. Like, and I think there's more misconceptions for people with ADD. Like, I had it, and I was embarrassed because I got extra help in my classes and extra time and, like, a 504 plan and an IEP, which are the two, like, sanctional, like, documents that you get from, like, doctors to prove that you have it and you deserve accommodations. And I was, like, so embarrassed of it my whole life and, like, extra help. But now it's awesome. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, really helpful. And I think that the only misconception is, like, that it's an embarrassing thing and it's not normal and it's, like, hard to live with-ish. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Again, it varies with every person.
For sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, I think that was good. I mean, yeah, you're right. It is subjective to everybody, but now I want to get into the other side, math disability. So is that what it's, like, called, or is there a name for it, or is it
it's
just...
It's called dyscalculia.
Okay.
It's like dyslexia, but math addition, dyscalculia.
Just with, like, where the, almost like the numbers jumble? Or is it, like, it's hard to interpret?
I think about it as I can't do math. Like, it just...
Gotcha.
Doesn't make sense in my brain.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out as much as I try. Like, it takes, like, I don't know, in my eyes, like, 50 times more effort for me to figure out a math problem than, like, the average person. Getting diagnosed with a math disorder was, like, the most relieving thing for me because I was like, okay, it makes so much more sense now that, mm-hmm. like, there's something going on in my brain that's making this harder rather than I'm just stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, that was honestly great for me to find out that I had that.
It's a relief. It's like,
yes,
at least it's something else. It's yes. a different factor. It's not just me, I promise.
Because I have struggled with math since I can remember. Like, third grade is, like, my first real time I remember because we were doing multiplication tables and I couldn't get past my sixes.
Gotcha.
And, like, my sevens, like, I still cannot tell you what 7 times 9 is. Like, I cannot tell you that.
Oh, I have to do the finger trick.
Yeah, and for, like, even the finger trick doesn't even make very much sense to me.
Okay, it didn't.
I also have no idea how to do long division to this day. I swear I am unteachable for long division. It's, like, it's, like, a foreign language to me. I have never been able to do it.
Yeah, interesting. So what age were you diagnosed with dyscalculia?
I was diagnosed with dyscalculia the same time I was diagnosed with ADHD, so 8th grade.
Okay, gotcha. So when you did all those tests, you were just diagnosed with kind of like it all at once?
Yeah, yes. I don't remember specifically, but I'm pretty sure it was mentioned that I was having a very hard time with math because around this time I was really struggling with my 8th grade math teacher. And, like, me and her just did not get along. And I think some people in my family thought, like, oh, maybe she's just beefing with this teacher. And I'm like, no, this has been going on for so long.
Yeah.
It was, like, really hard. And I was struggling so much with, like, this because it was like, yeah, that teacher sucked, but I also can't do it no matter what.
Yeah.
And so I got a new math class and I started doing testing for ADHD and math and dyscalculia. And yeah, then once I found out that I actually had it, it was, like, the biggest relief ever.
Yeah, honestly. So was it overwhelming to be diagnosed, like, as an 8th grader with all these things at once? Or were you like, okay, I'm relieved?
Well, at the time, it was overwhelming because I was in eighth grade. I didn't know anyone else with disorders like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes back to I was kind of embarrassed. People didn't really know. Even in high school, it was not something anyone really knew about until like junior, senior year. And I don't know. It's like definitely a lot more normalized now, mm-hmm. especially with the age like we are. But back then it was, I didn't know anyone. It was just me. Like, and so I thought of myself as like dumb, like.
And it's very isolating. It's like, if nobody else has this, it's like, well, kind of, you know, what am I doing different? Or all that. Yeah, it was like, especially among like our age and when we were even younger, like nobody talked about that. Like, totally. That's not a topic of conversation.
No.
That's why everything is so stigmatized.
Yes.
And even,
I agree, 100%.
Even now, like, you can still go up and, like, talk to people about that. But you have to, like, know them. That's not, like, really your first by any means. It's like you really have to, like, be good friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I definitely can talk about it now, and it doesn't bother me. Like, I have a note taker in some of my classes. And I always like to joke because the teacher will be like, so we're looking for a note taker in this class. It's a paid position, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, for me, like, you guys have fun writing your notes. Like, they come to me.
Oh my
gosh. I don't have to do it.
I have actually been a note taker.
Really?
Yeah. All the semesters that I've been here. And I love doing that. Also,
really?
You get paid pretty well. And you just go to class. But I love doing that, and I love, like, to be organized and to make everything look good and to have all the information. So, for me, I love that. I'm like, I love taking the notes.
Because
I take notes anyways, and I like to make mine all nice, but I'm still waiting if there's a class that somebody needs a note taker, because I want to be another note taker.
Yeah, the note taker thing is so nice for me, because another big thing that ties into my ADD is that I cannot write things down and listen. I can't multitask. I think I said that already, but so like actually understanding what the professor's telling me is so much easier if I'm not like rapidly trying to jot things down. So it's been really good for me. The note taker is a new thing I just started doing last semester, and it was so helpful.
Okay,
so
good.
Helpful.
And the notes that the note takers are doing are good.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay,
and they
good.
Write things down. Like, they write down way more than that's on the slides, like what the teacher's saying and stuff.
Oh, good. Okay, because I feel like some of them, well, I don't know, but I feel like in that job, you could low-key get lazy.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that you've gotten good ones. I always like to try to make my notes nice.
Yeah.
Nice and pretty.
I had one bad note taker, but they just stopped going to class, and so I stopped getting my notes. And
so
I was
you're
like, okay. Then I finally just texted or emailed the Office of Disabilities, and I was like, I think I need a new note taker.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, here's a new one. And I got one the next day.
Oh,
easy.
Sweet. Okay. So, okay, that's a really cool thing that MSU offers.
Yeah, I had a hard time with, like, accommodations because I had them all throughout high school because I tested, like, into them and stuff. And it was really hard to get at first, but once I had them, they were locked in, and I had them all throughout high school. And I had a 504 plan, and then it switched to an IEP, which are the two different types of, like, things you can have, I guess. And they basically just have different ways of testing and different accommodations and stuff. And I had both. And I had accommodations on the ACT. I had extra time, way too much time. Because I'm actually, like, a rusher. Like, I will rush through tests, so.
Gotcha.
I never really need it. I actually have only used my extra time for the first time last semester on my political theory exam. I spent, like, 4.5 hours on it.
Four and a half hours on an exam?
Yes. It was my final, but.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
but
terrible.
That's a final?
Yes, it was so terrible.
Holy cow. I've never had a test that long. Besides, like, the ACT and, like, SAT and stuff.
It felt
but
like
not just for, like, a final.
Yeah, so
oh
I've always
gosh.
Gotten, like, extra time, which I never used until college, and now I'm grateful I have that.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, jump to get accommodations freshman year of college, because I don't know. I think I was trying to live without them and, like, I don't know, do things on my own. And then I talked to a girl in the sorority who was one of my best friends who helped me get them, and like, that was the best thing academically that has ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my grades reflect it. Freshman year, fall semester, they were terrible. I photoshopped my GPA when I sent it to my parents.
Oh. So now your mom's listening to this. Like,
I confessed. I confessed.
Wait, do your parents know that now?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, if this is the first time.
But, yeah, and I, like, acted like I couldn't get into my transcripts. I, like, lied. Oh, I was like, I can't get into them. Yeah. Oops. Then they finally were like, we're going to take away your car if you don't give them. And so then I photoshopped them with my Adobe skills.
No!
And
the Adobe skills that come with the MSU tuition. Yeah. Let's go.
Oops. And then second semester, my friend got me my accommodations. And moving into the sorority helped me academically so much. Like, Kendall, she holds me so accountable. She has given me so many pep talks when I think I'm, like, drowning in school. Or I'm like, I can't do this. This is so hard. She will go drive around town. We have a little drive that we do together. And she, like, will completely talk me out of it and, like, remind me that it's okay to struggle.
Yeah.
Which is something that I feel like a lot of people don't think about as often is, like, it's okay to be, like, struggling in school, you know? And so, like, my grades have gotten, like, so much better over the years. Like, for the first time in my life, I've, like, really had good grades.
Good for you.
I know. And I'm like, thank you, accommodations. Thank you.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Thank you, AOPI.
Yeah, I know. Because when I, you know, also another misconception about, like, sororities is, oh, do they just party and get bad grades or all that? But now, we hold each other accountable.
It's also great to see people around you doing so great.
Yes.
And I think it was also really awesome for me to, like, be around Kendall and Maddie and Jalen. Because those girls are so academically driven, like, smart. And, like, they're like, oh, I have to go do homework. And I'm like, why? Like, I do too, but, like.
But, like,
and then when they do it, I'm like, okay, I'll go do it too, you know? And, like, those girls have, like, literally gotten me to, like, focus on school, which I definitely had a hard time with. But now I'm locked in for the most part.
You got it. No, honestly, because I remember when we were, like, new members, and there would be kind of, like, something fun, like, oh, go drive to McDonald's or something and get, like, a soda or something. And then just kind of observing and a good handful of people were like, oh, I have homework. I got to go study at the library now. And it's, like, 10 p.m. Yeah. And I'm like, going to study at the library now? I'm like, geez. Meanwhile, they have been going to class, just got back from work and doing all this stuff. So I think, like, who you surround yourself with has a big impact, and you just, like, feed off of everybody.
I agree.
Everybody's energy around
you. It's great. I also have, like, classes with my roommate now, and we have readings every night, and I hate readings. Like, I love reading for what I want to read.
Yeah.
But when it comes to a class, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But my roommate's been holding me accountable, and we've been doing our readings every single night and understanding them together, which has been really great. Like, literally, if it wasn't for the sorority, I don't know where my academic life would be. Especially, I'm holding off for, I have to take one math class, college algebra, 005 or whatever. It's like the easiest level math. And I am on my sophomore year, spring semester, and I still have not taken it because I'm terrified of math because of my disorder.
No, that's
and
so valid.
So I'm going to take it over the summer or in the fall.
You got it.
And I'm so glad that I have all of these people around me to help me and go through that with me.
You got it.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. And if you ever need help too, I've taken the algebra, and I kind of like math, so I can also help you, but
very
I'd have to
appreciate it,
of course. I'd have to low-key give myself a refresher, but then I can
me
do
too
it.
And I've pushed it off so long that I don't even know if there's anything left math related in my brain, so we'll see.
You got it. You're gonna crush it.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, so do you have to have a math for your poli sci part?
Yeah, not even for poli sci or English. It's It's just the general credit you have to do. Like, you don't have to do 101, you have to do math 101 or whatever.
Okay, gotcha. So this is just, like, your generals that everyone just has to do. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Are there any dyscalculia misconceptions?
I feel like dyscalculia is way less common than ADHD and dyslexia. Like, a lot of people don't know what it is. I don't really think there's many misconceptions because I feel like not a lot of people even know about it. And I don't really know.
No, that's amazing. We're here to listen to you. We're here for your advice and your words of wisdom.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think that was like the most part, the main part, yeah. Unless you have any last words about AOPI, dyscalculia, or ADHD, ADD, depression, anything like that.
If I had any words, I'd probably say, like, you're not alone if you're struggling with, like, ADD or depression or dyscalculia. Like, there's so many resources, and I've been there. Like, especially with ADHD and trying so many different medicines, like, it sucks, but you have to push through it and realize that, like, medication isn't a bad thing. It's not embarrassing. It's normal. And I don't know. That was something that was really, really hard for me to figure out and tell people and not be embarrassed about and stuff. So I finally feel good about that.
Period.
And then, like,
that's awesome.
On the topic of AOPI, like, AOPI has changed my life. And I can't, like, think all of the girls in this chapter enough, because, like, they literally made a girl that hated their life and hated Montana, love Montana, and love everything about it. And it's the best thing that I've ever done for myself. And yeah, shout out Kendall, because she told me if I didn't shout her out, she would hate me. And she wants to do a podcast episode together, me and her, where we talk about traumatic ex-boyfriends.
Oh my God. That would be interesting. You would host, if you had a podcast, you would do like a late night show with Grace.
I would.
After hours with Grace.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good. Because I also trademark have a crazy that. Sleep schedule, and I like stay up all night.
I feel like whenever I get home late, I always see like you, Kendall, and Lucy. So I'm like,
yeah.
After hours with Grace, and it's like kind of mysterious.
If
and
I'm
fun.
Asleep before 1 in the morning, something's wrong with me, typically.
So then what time do you usually wake up? Like noon?
7:45.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
so you get like no sleep.
On days I don't have class, I'll like lay in bed as long as I can. But usually I end up having to do something else. Oh like, gosh. Yeah. Today I was supposed to have a spray tan at 10:45. And then it got canceled. So I woke up at 9 because I needed a shower. So I didn't even get to sleep in today, but I went to bed at like 2:30 last night. I don't know. I also struggle with sleeping.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I also hate sleeping. I'm a night owl.
I'm a big night
I
owl.
I love being up at night. And
there's
like,
something so magical about it because it's like,
especially driving around at night
yes.
and there's no one on the road. Like, that's my favorite thing ever. It's like
yes.
awesome. If I could, I would probably choose nights over days, which is like kind of emo, but it's not even in an emo way. I love nighttime.
Yeah. What about, where's the place that it's always nighttime? Is that like
Alaska?
Like, is
where it's
it
always
Alaska?
Dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Alaska at certain times of the year.
Interesting.
See, I don't know though, but I don't think I could ever choose between just day or just night. Because if it was just night, I think I would probably get depressed without the sun.
Yeah, I feel like I would get very depressed without the sun.
And, like, scared.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I love nighttime.
Me too.
But I feel like I love nighttime because we do have the luxury of daytime.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Too. That is a very good point.
Because it's like, at night, it's like, okay, you know, the sun's not out, nobody's going about with their life, so it's okay for me to just watch Netflix all night. Or I think for me, it's like the guilt part of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, if it's the daytime and it's the sun's out, people are outside, people are going to school, going to classes, it's not like I just want to sit in bed and just watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, I do, but then I, like, feel so bad about myself. I'm like, Estella, why are you just laying in bed and watching Netflix.
Yeah.
But in the nighttime, if I want to do that, I, like, in my head, it's acceptable for me because and it's like, okay, people are asleep, winding down, I can do it.
Yeah. I have a really hard time, like, being by myself. Like, I hate being alone with a burning passion. I would much rather be with anyone, anywhere, all the time. And so I think at nighttime it is nice. I will force my friends to have sleepovers with me all the time. But when I'm alone, it is nice to stay up, like, all night and, like, watch TV by myself. But only when I'm in a good mindset, you know?
Fair. Yeah. So I bet the house is great then because there are so many people.
I love it.
Yeah.
And we're looking for, like, a 5 to 6 bedroom house for the fall. Like, we want to live with a lot of people.
Okay, so you're going to try to move out of the house now, or for next semester.
Yeah, with all of them. I'm going to be so sad to move out, though. Like, as much as I kind of act like I hate it occasionally, I'm going to be so sad. Because it's nice to go up to people that you typically wouldn't hang out with and just be like, what's up? You want to go do this? And, like, one night I kidnapped, like, some of those girls in the romper. Like, I don't hang out with them very often, but I kidnapped them. And I was like, let's hang out.
Mood. Period. That's what happens. That is sorority life.
Yes.
Getting kidnapped in your own room in your own home.
Yes.
That's what sisterhood is about. That is what it's, that's it what totally we're all is. About.
It totally is.
But that's just like, that's like the fun of it. Like, don't you want to have experiences like that? Period. Okay, so I asked some questions from the audience.
Oh, great.
And so, just going to end off by, if you just want to answer some of these questions.
Yeah, hit me.
So, first one, let's start off with a bang. Why are you so awesome?
Ooh, I don't know. That's really nice.
There are many reasons. Well, there are many reasons.
I think I'm awesome because I surround myself with awesome people. Humble.
Period.
And because I'm hilarious. Just kidding.
She is hashtag self-aware, everybody. You should have your own stand-up comedy.
True. I've thought about that countlessly many times.
Yeah. I went to a stand-up comedy show here in Bozeman.
Yeah.
And
the Last Best Comedy place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is so cool.
Yeah, that was good. Do a late night with Grace and late then night with special Grace. Edition. Grace does comedy. That's just
that.
The
that could be a hit.
Grace does comedy.
Grace does comedy.
I'll help you. I'll do the operations of it. You're the main person, but I'll do the business operations of the podcast.
Okay, perfect.
Slay. Look at us go. Okay, so I just had like a voice crack. Pardon that. What do you do to de-stress?
Spend time with my friends. That's the main thing. I don't do any type of self-care because the only way to make me happy when I'm down is to surround myself with my friends.
Like, no, that's awesome.
I strive off of my friends and the things they do and say and help me. And
honestly,
I would not be anywhere that I am without my friends because that is the only way I de-stress is that. And going on drives. I love to go on a drive.
That's Are you the driver ever. Or the passenger?
Depends on who has more gas.
Yeah. Fair. So then you're not opposed to being the driver.
Yeah, I'm not opposed. I love to drive sometimes.
Gotcha.
Unless it's icy, then I get scared.
Yeah, then you're like, somebody else drive.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What is your ultimate career goal?
President of the United States. Or an author, or a teacher, or a criminal defense attorney, or...
You have so many outlets you can go to.
A sports broadcaster.
Oh, interesting.
That's what I wanted to do my entire life, but there's not a, like, broadcasting school here.
I was going to say, that was kind of like a turn.
Yeah, I always did want to do film as a kid, but I've kind of canceled it out just because it's hard to do in Montana. There's not a place to... Really, my English degree, I might use that in the future, but that's my dad's business that I always kind of thought I wanted to do something with, and I love filming, I love drones, cameras,
oh yeah,
Premiere Pro, all of that, so I might also have another awakening that's what I want to do too, you never know.
That's cool, yeah, you have so many outlets to go to,
yeah,
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Sports broadcasting. Did you know Eleni like wants to do that stuff? Mm-hmm. That's cool. I thought that was cool when she told me about that.
Yeah.
So now we got another sports broadcast.
Yeah, maybe.
That's super sick.
Who knows?
But mainly president of the United States.
Yeah, ultimate end goal.
Ultimate end goal. Cool. Rule the world. Take over the world. You know.
Yes.
Just the huge.
Yes.
That's so funny. No, but I'll be seeing you at the 20...
It's like 2040 at this point.
2042 election. Grace Ramey.
Yes, and it seems like president. I'm going to be going against one of our sorority members in the future, maybe.
Ooh, I know.
I keep hearing about that one.
Who will win?
Well, actually, now I can think of two people.
But at least it'll be sisters again. Well,
it'll be like AOPI versus AOPI.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like good, but I would say it's good because it's like. AOPI has made it to presidential positions.
I
like,
agree.
That's a slay. But also, like, you don't want to go against a sister. But also, it's a slay.
I agree. 100%.
100%. Slay. I love that. So, last question. Why law school?
Well, my parents always said I was good at arguing. And... I tended to get my way pretty easily when I got to argue my way out of it. And my senior year of high school in my government class, we did a mock Supreme Court trial, and obviously I won.
Obviously, guys.
And I, like, annihilated the kids I was arguing against.
Period.
And also, I was, like, kind of dumb for that class. It was, like, AP class. I had no position to be in it. And I didn't talk. I never raised my hand. But then when we had the chance to, like, argue in, like,
that's
a
when
trial
you're
thing,
coming to shine.
Everyone was like, whoa.
She don't play.
And, yeah, I killed that.
And that's awesome.
Then I was like, wow, this would be really fun. And yeah. I'm just such an opinionated person when it comes to, like, political things that it would be fun. And I don't know. I hope law school is what ends up happening. I think it would be really fun.
Yeah.
And that's cool. My why law school is I love to argue and I love to share my opinion and I love to stand up for what I think is right. That's a nice way of putting it.
I love that. I think you would make a great, defense attorney, but just like any kind of court trial, like a lawyer, anything kind of within the legal field. Because, I feel like you are good at arguing, like, in the best way. No, like, because it's a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill. So you have, like, the art of it down. And I think to put that skill to good use, you know, not getting someone wrongfully incarcerated, you know?
I agree.
You know, that's pretty good for the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think we'll end with that. But thank you so much for taking the time, because I know these can be kind of long. So I appreciate you taking time to do this.
This was my biggest dream. Even though I originally wanted to talk about different types of cheese. That was my original idea, but whatever.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, well, pitch me a topic, and then you can obviously come on the podcast.
Breaking news, Estella hated all of my topics. That's why this one exists.
Because what were all the topics? It was... cheese,
ex-boyfriends.
I was like, I don't know if I want to get in on be a hot gossip podcast, even though that would probably be much more interesting to listen to, but I also don't want to get canceled in this world.
Hey, I still think though that you should take up me and Kendall's idea.
Oh, I thought it was you two wanted to have.
No, we wanted to come on. Kendall was mad at me when I told her I was going to come on this podcast without her. Because she wants to do it together.
No, I would love to have Kendall on.
And me. Again.
My bad.
Double.
My bad. I mean, I do have three microphones.
Oh.
And that does hold.
See, I was wondering because I was looking and I was like, oh, God, this is probably not going to work for me and Kendall.
No, it's okay. I got four spots, except I don't have a fourth microphone, but you can rent it at the MSU library.
Perfect. Well, good thing it would only be me and Kendall. Because we have already thought about our entire idea.
Okay, so pitch it.
I'll pitch it. Basically, Me and Kendall, we talked about this on our drives because we talk about how our relationships have shaped us and how in college we've like really changed because of like different relationships and things like that, and how it's easier to get through when you have so many people. And yeah, it's a good great idea.
Okay. I'll keep that
coming soon. She's going to say yes.
Coming soon. She's manifesting it right now.
Yes, I'm manifesting it.
She's actually going to make it happen.
I will make it happen because we live together.
You could also do a podcast like a late night talk, drive talk or something like that. Okay, you would word it differently, obviously, but like,
so I feel like she doesn't like, want me on her podcast what? Ever again. She's encouraging me to make my own.
Oh my god! But also, I don't even know how I would contribute with that. I feel like you and Kendall would just like be full of knowledge and wisdom on the topic. And what I would have
true,
to say,
maybe we'll have to make our own podcast.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I can be your operations.
Okay, fine.
Sounds good. That's why I'm like, Eleni, we were saying that we need to make a podcast, but I don't know if that will happen, but no, it's good ideas. One day it might come to reality.
True.
Yeah, but we'll be looking forward to yapping with Grace and possibly Kendall.
Yes.
Kendall, if she's available.
Yes.
No, but I think Kendall would be great to have on. I'll have to think of some topics.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, well, yeah, I think that's about it. I'm ready to go eat a late night snack.
Me too.
Oh, and get ready for bed. And
me too. I need to watch this movie.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch it. I don't need to watch a movie, but a movie kind of sounds nice.
Yeah.
Or like Netflix.
I might just watch it in my porch bed, honestly.
Oh, that's what I do. I always sit in my porch bed and put headphones in.
Yeah.
That's the best. So, yeah, with all that being said, thank you everyone for listening. Make sure to go follow the Instagram at The Nest Podcast with Estella. Follow it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to this podcast. Rate it some stars. Never hurt nobody. But if it's bad stars, don't rate it. Period. True. And yeah, every month we have new episodes. So yeah, turn on the alert notification.
Yeah, get those post notifs.
Get
smash the like button.
I feel like subscribe. A cringy YouTuber. Awesome. Well, until next time.